in Augusta now. He took his pre-med up there.
How long ago was that?
I think he just went to Augusta this past year.
No, I didn't know.
Pilcher. His father's a doctor here.
The people in the library mentioned that there are two students at Emory now from Louisville. I forget their names. One is a freshman, I think.
I wonder who it is. I don't know the guy there now. From here.
Where is the academy from here?
Is that
the academy, Louisville Academy?
Oh, it's right up that street, about three blocks up that street. Mm-hmm. Louisville Academy. It was chartered. There's a marker to it now. I went to school. So the academy was right there in front of this house.
Oh, really?
And there's a marker right out there.
Yeah, I saw the marker.
Marking the place. And this was built about 45 years ago. Mm-hmm. This new school. But I'm at school right here where this house is. Hmm.
They had a big land grant too, didn't they? The academy?
I think so. Yeah. It was probably built when Louisville was the capital about that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
1793, I think.
How would you greet a friend on December 25th?
On what date?
On December 25th.
September. Oh, Merry Christmas. Everybody says that, don't they?
But any other greeting?
I can't think of anything else.
Have you ever heard of Christmas gift?
Oh, yeah, the niggers. We always said Christmas. We try to catch each other, you know. Our old cook, Cornelia, we'd always try to catch each other. Say it first, you know. Uh-huh. Yeah, Christmas gift with the servants, we always said that.
Well, isn't that because, wasn't it at one time that the person who said it first got their...
The other one would have to give them a gift, you know.
Yeah, I see.
The one that said it first.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had this old Negro cook about 30 years. She'd come in, we'd always try to catch her, or she'd try to catch us. Mm-hmm. Christmas morning.
If you have a very heavy suitcase and you have to carry it from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to walk this very far.
Have to lug this bag? Is that what you mean? Mm-hmm. Lug it.
What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water?
Well, a turtle, we call it turtle, but you can say terrapin. Terrapin, no. Seems like there's another name for it.
Any difference between the ones that live on the land and ones that live in the water?
There might be. I just don't know. A terrapin might be different from a turtle, but I don't know.
I see. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Yeah, chitlins. Some people are just crazy about chitlins, but I tasted them one time and I couldn't eat it. Mm-hmm.